Okay, welcome. Today we're doing a deep dive into the official energy consumption and emissions database for South Africa's Western Cape.
That's right. It's a really key document. This specific one covers data mainly from 2015-16, but it also looks back at trends, since about 2009.
And it's not just numbers, is it? It's basically the roadmap the provincial government uses to think about climate resilience, energy policy, that sort of thing.
Exactly. It directly feeds into their strategic goals, especially the one about making the environment more resilient and sustainable. This is the third report like this, and the focus was really on getting that tricky demand-side data.
Demand side. So, like, who's actually using the power?
Precisely. Who's flipping the switch, running the machines? It covers the financial year July 2015 to June 2016. Oh, and importantly, when we talk emissions, it's CO2e.
Right, carbon dioxide equivalent. So that bundles all the greenhouse gases together, not just CO2.
Yep, gives you the bigger picture.
Okay, let's unpack this. Geographically, it's pretty concentrated, isn't it?
Oh, hugely. The city of Cape Town, the CCT, it just dominates. Uses nearly 60% of all the province's energy.
60%, wow.
But what's fascinating here is the real outlier, the West Coast District.
The West Coast, why is that?
Well, economically, it contributes less than 10% to the provincial GDP. Tiny, really.
Okay.
But its energy use, it's the second highest in the province, around 20% of the total.
20%, how does that work?
A heavy industry, really energy-intensive stuff like iron and steel production.
Okay, that makes sense. Big factories, lots of power. Even if the final economic value isn't massive compared to, say, Cape Town's service economy.
Exactly. It points to those specific industrial users drawing huge amounts of power.
So that kind of industrial base relying on what? Coal-fired power mostly.
Primarily, yes. Either directly using coal or drawing heavily from the national grid, which is, overwhelmingly coal-fired, that gives it a really high carbon potential.
Right. Okay, so let's switch from where the energy's used to how. What kind of fuel mix are we looking at across the whole province?
It's pretty much what you'd expect, dominated by fossil fuels. Electricity's huge, then diesel, petrol, and still a fair bit of coal.
And the electricity component itself is tied back to that national coal reliance.
Correct. Now, the sectoral breakdown, that's where you see a really interesting disconnect.
Okay.
So the transport sector uses the most energy overall, the cars, trucks, buses. In 2015-16, it was about 54% of total energy consumption.
Wow, over half. Mostly petrol and diesel, I assume.
Yep, liquid fuels. But, and this is the key thing, the industrial sector, which only used about 29% of the energy, that sector was the biggest greenhouse gas emitter, about 36% of the province's total CO2e emissions.
Hold on, so transport uses way more energy, but industry pollutes more. How?
It comes back to the fuel source. Industry is leaning heavily on electricity from coal and direct coal use. Those have a much higher carbon intensity than the petrol and diesel used in transport.
Got it. So driving our cars uses a lot of energy, but firing up those coal-dependent factories causes more climate damage per unit of energy.
That's a good way to put it. And looking bigger picture, total energy use in the province has generally been climbing since 2004. There was a dip around 2012-13, but the trend is upwards.
Which suggests maybe economic activity is growing faster than we're getting efficient.
That's often the case, yes. Growth tends to push consumption up unless there are major efficiency drives.
So the province knows this is an issue, right? What about renewables? I know there's been a big push nationally.
Definitely. They're leveraging the National REI PPP program. That's the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producer Procurement Program.
Quite a mouthful. How much has the Western Cape actually added through that?
Well, up to the time of this report, they'd secured 14 projects across the bidding rounds.
And what does that translate to in power?
About 605.6 megawatts annually. That's a mix of wind, solar PV, and some biomass.
600 megawatts sounds pretty substantial.
It is a significant amount of new, clean capacity, no doubt.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though, even with those projects coming online.
Electricity emissions still dominate. It shows you just how deeply embedded that coal-fired baseline is, nationally and provincially. That 600 milliW is great, it's vital, but it wasn't nearly enough yet to fundamentally shift the province's overall emissions profile from electricity.
So the big utility scale projects are necessary, but maybe not sufficient on their own. Does this data suggest we need more decentralized stuff too, like rooftop solar?
The data certainly highlights where the biggest impacts are coming from heavy industry, that reliance on coal-based electricity. The conclusion really is that this database is crucial for targeting interventions effectively. You can see which districts, which sectors need the most focus.
So what does this all mean?
It means the data is essential, but we also need to look outside the numbers sometimes.
How so? What external factors could be messing with these trends?
Well, think about other crises. The report itself mentioned anecdotal evidence from Cape Town during the big drought.
Ah, the water crisis, day zero.
Exactly. People and businesses were so focused on saving water, investing in tanks, water-saving taps, that apparently money and attention got diverted away from planned energy-saving measures.
So fighting one environmental crisis potentially slowed progress on another. That's a tough trade-off. Makes you wonder how future reports might look, especially with things like load shedding forcing more diesel generator use.
Precisely. It shows how these environmental challenges are interconnected and can create really complex, sometimes unexpected, pressures on consumption and emissions. Something to keep an eye on.